with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in former President Trump's immunity case tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices will be determining whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution in a federal case charging him with 2020 election interference. His lawyers say former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity, an argument that was flatly rejected by the judge overseeing the federal case. If the high court rules against Trump and in favor of the government, the case would be returned to federal court and the setting of a trial date. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
An AARP survey found that more than a quarter of U.S. adults don't expect to retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. About a quarter say they have no retirement savings. The AARP study is in coordination with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and it's based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people. 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs like food and housing, but 33% of respondents older than 50 believe their finances will be better in a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A proposed repeal of Arizona's near total ban on abortions has won approval from the state house, clearing its first hurdle a week after a court concluded the state can enforce the 1864 law, which only offers an exception for saving the patient's life. Three Republicans joined with all 29 Democrats on Wednesday to support the repeal of the law. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, but the NASDAQ rose 16, the S&P 500 advanced 1, and oil down to $82.81 a barrel. This is SRN News. Members of America's largest Protestant denomination talk religion and politics.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that while most Southern Baptists can be identified as politically conservative, they also support religious liberty for all Americans and a government that does not favor any specific religion. Dan Darling of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary says the poll demonstrates that, quote, Baptists strongly believe in a free church in a free state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as issues of homosexuality are splitting the United Methodist Church, other mainline Protestant denominations are trying to paper over their differences. The Church of England held a general synod in London in February of this year that debated such issues. Bishops, priests, and lay people from every diocese voted down several amendments that opposed liturgical same-sex blessings, essentially agreeing to disagree for the time being. This is SRN News. Aircraft maker Boeing's troubles continue to mount. Correspondent Rita Foley has the latest.
Boeing is reporting a $355 million loss for the first quarter, but the CEO says that's not the most important thing right now. It's fixing the company's manufacturing issues, which have been in the spotlight since that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner in January. Among Boeing's other challenges right now, whistleblowers alleging shoddy work at the company, airlines not happy about not getting all the new planes they ordered, and the FAA giving Boeing until late May to come up with a plan to fix problems manufacturing 737 MAX jets. I'm Rita Foley.
Boeing recently moved its headquarters to Arlington, Virginia from Chicago, Illinois. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.